The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yeah, who was almost tardy today. Was that from one of those accidents on the highway?
I would like to thank the fine drivers of the city of Seattle, you know, for helping me get here on time.
And lose a few more hairs.
You know, I got to tell you, a couple years ago, I actually drove a car cross country. I drove from Virginia to Seattle.
Yeah.
I didn't encounter a single person camped in the left lane, you know, or driving 58 miles an hour to maximize their fuel efficiency. Literally from
You're back to the Prius drivers,
aren't
you?
From Virginia until I hit Issaquah, and then it all fell apart. So I can honestly say I've driven across the entire country, and yes, we do have the worst drivers in the nation. I'm convinced of that.
Did that take you through California though too? Because that's kind of
California. They drive fast. They drive everybody.
Well,
they got to get somewhere.
True.
They know.
They're driving fast until they're in gridlock.
Right. They know what they're doing though. And here we don't. You know, I kind of joke facetiously with my kids. You know, when they're learning how to drive, I go, now under all circumstances, never, ever, ever miss your exit. You know, if you think you're going to miss your exit, slam on your brakes and come to a complete stop until you can figure out, you know, where it is you need to go. That's exactly what the, I'm sorry to say, Prius did, you know, on I-5 here, you know, a few minutes ago. So,
well, I was concerned. I actually had interviews I was doing today, and one of them was at my broker's office, and I stopped at Costco to get gas. Oh, man, what a mistake. I tried to get back up to the West Seattle Bridge.
Yeah.
And it was so jam-packed. There was a horrible, like, in fact, they actually had fire trucks. And I guess there's one actually called Heavy Incident or something like that.
Oh, sure. The incident response.
It's like heavy incident, meaning really bad accident. So it looked pretty, in fact, there was an open air like Jeep. I was a little concerned because, sometimes people... I really hope they didn't have a dog in that vehicle. Seriously, because most people don't think to put seatbelts on their dogs.
Yeah.
Right, because I had a harness for my dog. Yeah. And, of course, with my car being, it's open air because I'm a convertible.
Right.
If I have the top down and I've got Rusty in the car, you know, I want to have his harness on because that's just a safety thing.
You know, my whole goal with talking about traffic on the radio is that I want traffic to be better, you know, and I would like to actually appoint myself as maybe the traffic czar, or myself and my brother.
Even worse if Lance is involved.
We have some good ideas, and so actually I'm going to give credit to my brother's idea when someone is sort of caught doing something, you know, hideously stupid on the highway, it should be required that their phone number be put stenciled on the side, three sides of their car in about 18-inch high letters. That way, you know, other drivers, if they do something else stupid, could give them constructive criticism, you know, or some tips, you know, maybe ideas on how they could do better.
I don't think that's safe while anybody is driving. It's not safe for anybody. Although, you know, my husband's truck does have his phone number in like big 18-inch letters because he's a business.
Yeah, does he get calls?
You know, he actually does. It's a little frightening. You know, he's gotten phone calls while on 405 stuck in traffic. And you know who, of course, has been the people calling him?
Hmm.
Real estate agents.
Oh, there you go.
They're in their cars in the lane next to
them. Of course. I've seen you on the road also. I know exactly how you guys roll. So it's either that or maybe the flashing strobe light on the roof of the bad driver.
There, that would be a better way.
Everybody knows, we got somebody here we need to watch out
that
for.
That would be the thing, who to look out for. I like that idea.
Yeah, but when you're driving around and you see a 20-car backup, in the left lane, and then you see miles of open road in front of you, take a look at the driver when you go by. Now, I'm not saying make gestures at the driver or anything like that. Just take a look at them. I don't know. Over the years, I've compiled a sort of a mental register of what they look like. And I don't care color, gender, none of that doesn't matter. What matters is driving position. And if you look at their driving position, hands up on the wheel, 10 and 2, elbows touching the bottom of the steering wheel, head moved.
Why would their elbows be touching the bottom of the steering wheel?
I'm just saying, just look. Face as close to the front windshield as you can possibly get. You know, which I apparently, if you're closer to the action, you're going to see it better or something. Also effectively eliminates the use of the rear view mirror. You can't even see the mirror because your head is so far forward, or the side mirrors. So that also creates tunnel vision. You know, this person has absolutely no idea what's to the left of them, to the right of them, or behind them, marginally what's in front of them. And that's it. So, but I'm just saying, if maybe we can have some listeners call in and kind of
today on this topic,
give us their own thoughts on it. But but actually,
if you have thoughts on how to better the traffic around here, that don't necessarily just slam Prius drivers, feel free to call us.
I'm here for you. Yes, I really am.
Yeah, you can call us at 866-712-1300 with your comments about the local traffic and driver activity and vehicles.
I mean,
knock yourself out.
Hey, we're in real estate. People are buying homes and
yeah,
part
of
it.
And they're worried about their commutes.
They are, of course.
Yeah, of course. I was talking a lot about that this weekend when I was doing a home inspection for a client.
I think I should invent an app. I'll have the number of Priuses in every neighborhood. You know, we can actually categorize that.
Man.
So you'll know. And
that might actually be handy. I do have quite a few in my neighborhood.
Well, maybe we could have a BDI, bad driver index, you know, for each neighborhood, something like that. Because there are, I'm telling you, there are neighborhoods where it is off the charts, and there are other neighborhoods where it's quite good. But there's some where, you know, the random.
Well, it used to be Ballard was that.
I grew up in the area. And
that's why they used to make fun of them on Almost Life.
You know, and they all drove Dodge Darts.
Yes.
And so, I absolutely.
Had the seatbelt hanging out the door, the left turn signal on, taking up the middle of the lane.
One of my best friends owned a gas station in Ballard, deep in Ballard. And, in high school, we used to hang out there. Oh, my gosh, the stories, you know.
Yeah. I was auditing one of our last shows, and you were talking about him on a previous show where I think this was kind of a similar rant you were having.
Could have been.
And you mentioned something about Norwegians being frugal and the number of vehicles that came in with no brakes that would bump the back wall.
Literally.
Was that the story you were just about to tell?
Yeah, this car, no, I was actually going in a whole different direction. When we were helping my friend remodel the bathroom in his gas station, and we actually pulled the toilet out and put it in an engine bay to work on the bathroom. Let's just say that someone used it.
You know, that's been an issue even in IKEA or Home Depot's. They'll try and put signs up like, please do not use, but children don't always notice that.
Yeah, this wasn't
Or they
child.
Can't read, you know, but there you go. Okay, I want to get off this topic really fast right now.
Problem.
Could we please not keep going down this direction? Because what I would like to talk about, just briefly before we get into other stuff, I have a feeling we'll do the market update and whatnot in the next session. Because we don't have a guest on the show today.
Right.
So we have time to talk about whatever
we
feel like.
We can entertain ourselves this week.
We can entertain ourselves and hopefully also our listeners.
Yeah.
But I want to bring up something that's coming up this weekend and not just Seafair. Because we'll talk about that too. Lots going on this weekend. This is always one of the busiest weekends because there's things, you know, concerts going on. There's Seafair going on. But for anyone who knows me and who knows that I am a huge animal fan, it is Catapalooza weekend.
Oh, no.
No, not oh, no. It's only oh, no, because they have to have these kinds of weekends. Because I want to put it out there, get your pets altered. spay and neuter is such an important thing. And when they aren't spayed and neutered, then things like this have to happen because there's too many kitties mm-hmm. for not enough homes.
Right.
And so this weekend, August 6th and 7th, it's the Seattle Humane Society's Catapalooza weekend. And it's their big cat adoption extravaganza of the year. So this is the 11th annual. And they're going to be celebrating cats, and they're going to have all these wonderful discounts. So the fees are going to be waived on all adult cats all weekend long. And the first 25 kitten adoptions each day will be waived also.
Nice.
Most people tend to go for the little kittens. But I'll tell you what, if you value your curtains, you probably don't want to get a kitten. But because they love to run up those things.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They're all about the drapes. But they are going to have all kinds of wonderful things happening with that weekend. And really, part of the reason they have to do that in the 25 kittens waived at the beginning is because this is when lots of litters are coming out.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a cat that's only a year old, I mean, if they're in the right kind of household and they're given the right kind of love and protection, my oldest cat that I ever had, Maury, and he came from the Seattle Humane Society. He lived to 24 years old.
Yeah, that was an old cat.
Yes, you've met him. He was an awesome, awesome kitty. I miss him every day. But he came to me when he was 8 years old, had the best personality you could possibly imagine. I mean, like, he won over people who didn't like cats. Like, you don't even necessarily, you had a cat and you don't really even love the cat that much.
He's all right.
I mean, he's nice, but Maury had huge personality. Because remember when I had his 24th birthday party? We actually had a party for this cat, and 30 people showed up to my house to help celebrate this cat that was just ancient. And, man, he worked the room.
Oh, sure.
He was an orange tabby. He looked just like Morris the cat. And I guess that's who his prior owner named him after, being Maury instead of Morris. And he was just, like, he was strutting around the room, looking at everyone like, hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming. Good to see you here. Drinks over this way. Let me know if you need anything. Get up on people's laps. Give them hugs and kisses. I mean, it was just, he's just the best cat ever. And the kitties I have now, even though they're nice and I helped rescue them, they get a little more skittish. Someone else comes around and they run for the door.
Yeah, they're not quite as outgoing as Maury.
Not nearly as much. But some people got to see some of the fun photos, though. I had a fat boy with him in his Jabba the Cat pose with Princess Leia photoshopped in for effect. So if anyone wants to see that, I'll make sure I get that up on the blog later on.
Or talk about traffic. Stay tuned and call us 866-712-1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.